I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too.
O-M-F-G.
Hey, Em, you had quite a morning this morning.
Good morning.
Should we say what happened this morning to the people, the good people of America?
I woke up and I was running around the house and I was like, what time is it? And I clicked on my fiance's phone to like look at the time.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely little text there that was like, what are you up to? You want to fuck?
Right.
And I was like, okay, that's weird. Weird.
And the
weird.
Name of the person was?
Bitly.
Which is like super shady and confusing because it sounds like, oh, it's like a code name so nobody knows. Or I don't know. We have smiles in our voices because we now have an answer.
It's definitely spam.
It's spam. And our producer, Kate, was like, my mom just got totally spammed and tried to get hit on while she was here in Los Angeles. Like, hey, baby, what you doing tonight? So like, it's a spam situation, and Emily just texted her man, her almost husband.
Yeah.
Thank God, still going to be almost husband.
Wedding's back on.
Wedding's back on, everybody. Good all morning. Right. Good morning, America.
We're all in.
We're back. We're back. I feel great. Yeah. I was not as optimistic.
No, yeah. Deanna had me packing my bags, leaving immediately.
Yeah, it was like, we're going to live our life and do this whole podcast and not know if you're like still in a marriage to be or not. So today we have on Christian Humes.
Lovely man.
Chris Humes for short. Chris is a Tinder expert.
Oof.
Now, I met Chris. He was a DP on some of my shoots.
Lovely.
Great guy. And he has been killing it in the Tinder game. Like, he broke up with his girlfriend, got on Tinder. Very good-looking guy, so he doesn't...
I can say, I just met him briefly right before we started. He is very attractive.
Right, it's, you know, so he got on this Tinder, and he is working the shit out of it. So I think we should maybe, you know, kind of do a deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
You've never used a Tinder?
I've never used a Tinder. I mean, I will admit that I love other people's Tinders.
Right.
And I love swiping for them and sending messages for them.
The best.
Right?
Like, it was so much fun. We had like a break and I was like, let me see that iPad.
Yeah.
And was just swiping and
I mean,
jamming.
It's crazy. Like the bevy of people that are on there, it's just a little too fun. And you're like,
it is.
These people are within a 3-mile radius of me right now.
Right.
Amazing.
And the pictures are great. People make some really interesting choices.
Very odd choices.
A lot of people have the wrong first shot up.
Yeah.
Which maybe we can get
into.
That's
why you got to do a deep dive into the photos.
Right.
Because usually by the fourth or the fifth, you're like, that's really what you look like. Nice try.
Yeah.
Sir.
Some people put their best foot forward.
Yeah.
And some people put a weird foot forward. And you're like, that's not what you lead with.
But see, there's someone for everyone. Because some people are like, hello, hot sailor with the pirate patch.
Right. You know? That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You can find Christian Humes at TweetHuman. He just started his own podcast called The Afternoon Delighters. And it's a show about, which we have to ask him because it kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah.
The internet. Just as broad.
Yeah.
Production and the culture surrounding it.
That's not where my mind went when I heard Afternoon Delighters.
You know, let's do a deep dive into this and see, you know, we might have to do some workshopping around it. And we are at OMFG Pod, so you guys know that, and that's fun. And let's get this party started. Let's get Tindering.
OMFG.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
So glad you're here.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
We're on now.
Great.
It's happening.
Awesome.
It's
welcome to the
happening.
Show.
Welcome. So we brought you in here. I said that, you know, you and I did some shoots together. And you taught me the Tinder.
Ooh.
And we went swiping. It was super fun. So why Tinder? Let's start. First of all, do you consider yourself aficionado?
That's a good question.
You look like an expert to me.
Yeah. You came in here with an expert vibe to you.
I believe I have enough experience with it.
Okay.
It's a pretty new app. So for the limited amount of time it's been out, I've used it considerably enough that I think I could at least attest to my own experiences in it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
I think you might be the only person in the room who has ever used it.
Okay.
So for all intents and purposes, you are absolutely an expert.
Right. Expert in this room.
I'll be your Tinder
room
guest
expert
this week.
Yay, yes, Tinder guest expert. Okay, so I did a website called Plenty of Fish just because I didn't want to pay for it. It's in Tinder. You're not paying anything. Great.
No. Now they will charge people.
For what?
Yeah, so they've changed the way it works. You used to be able to swipe unlimited. Now they actually limit the amount of swipes. And for people that don't necessarily have trouble getting matches on Tinder, it's
like
great.
Yourself.
For people that do, it's a problem because what happened is there's a lot of guys out there who they use these applications where it auto swipes for them. So they just swipe right on everything.
Oh.
And then if they're interested, they'll talk to the person. Otherwise, they just delete them or
ignore
it.
I don't like that.
Okay,
right.
That's like, come on, auto swipe?
Correct.
Like, how busy and weird are you that you can't just take the time to go through your own dating app?
Okay, how does the app work? Let's just start with the basics.
So the app works, if you remember the website, and I believe it's still an app too, it's called Hot or Not.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the closest way to describe how you utilize the app.
Okay.
Or it shows up with a photo of someone, and you either swipe to the left if you want to say no, or you swipe to the right if you want to say yes, as in, like, I'm interested and I would like to talk to this person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you can tap on the person's profile and flip through up to, I believe, 6 photos of the person, and
ooh,
they can write around 500 characters. So you get about 4 tweets to describe yourself.
Mm. Okay.
So
cool. That was some quick math you did.
Yeah.
I like it.
The other interesting thing it does is it's tied through your Facebook profile, which I believe the smart reason they do this is that it verifies users so that if you really want to go through the trouble of putting up something gross, you've got to have those photos on Facebook. You can't just load in any pictures you
okay.
want.
Okay. So it has the same kind of filters
right.
that Facebook has.
And it's got to be a verified Facebook account. So you can't just make a Facebook account and then immediately turn it into a Tinder account. You've got to have a minimum amount of activity and friends.
So there's no catfishing happening.
Correct.
Okay, that's
which
smart.
There still is. That just means those people have to put in a lot of effort.
Got it.
So
I respect that.
One of the things I thought that was cool about it or specific to this app is that you have limited amount of information. So you're really just making kind of a gut choice on a picture
right.
and a few words. But you're saying it also you can click and go to their Facebook page, which it has a lot more information.
Well,
no.
Within the profile, it shows you one photo. So it's like a stack of playing cards, imagine, like baseball trading cards. And all you see is that first picture of them. But then if you tap on it, it'll actually open up their Tinder profile. And they've been able to pick up to 6 photos, not just the first photo that you always see.
Yeah.
So you can actually swipe through a couple other pictures.
Okay. But you're not clicking on something that's taking you to their Facebook.
No. You're staying within the app.
So you're staying in still a limited amount
right.
of information. And you like that limited amount
I do.
Of information.
So I actually have never used any other dating applications
okay.
before.
Oh,
okay. Tinder is the only one I've ever used. And the reason being is I felt it's the most analogous to real life dating that there is. If you were to meet someone in person, you don't really know anything about them if they're a stranger.
Right.
Even
you,
if
see,
been
you see their face,
you.
Their visage.
Right. And okay. so you have a limited amount of information. You can assume maybe based on the way they're dressed or what kind of shape they're in, a couple of things about them. But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, it comes down to conversation, which in Tinder, it's sort of the same way. You have a little bit more information if they decided to write about themselves. And if you have similar interests on Facebook, it'll show you that in Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, you just have to talk to the person.
Right.
If there's chemistry in your communication skills, then you might be interested in, you know, going out and meeting them or going out on a date. But if there isn't, just like if you met someone at Starbucks, you've got the same experience in the app. Whereas with other dating services, I actually feel like they're more superficial because you're building this best image version of what you believe you are, and you're dating around that where Tinder, it's a lot closer to what you experience in person.
That's a really good point. I know there are like people who, you know, are like, let me craft your online dating profile for you. So, I mean, there is like an inauthenticity to that.
Right.
Well, if you go on Craigslist, uh-huh. there are people that will now take your Tinder profile pictures for you. They're,
oh, dear.
It is really funny.
Dumb.
Yeah. So
I there's think
photographers
we, I think
who
we
will
need
do that
to talk
you.
To those
with
people.
Some, like, Vaseline over the lens.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, Chris. You're acting, he seems like kind of like an upstanding young man, a thoughtful.
I mean
you know,
I've said
handsome.
It 3 times before, but I mean, delightfully adorable.
Yeah. So
really
here's
cute.
The thing, though.
A
I just
want to
be clear. You you banged your face off on this app.
You were slamming it.
Oh. You were knocking boots.
Oh.
You were tearing the shit down. You were getting bitches like, whoa.
Pussy.
Yes or no?
So I would say in around the 8 months that I first used the app, before I ultimately deleted it for a little while, because I really needed to take a break.
Okay, because your penis was tired.
I definitely cumulatively saw more women in that 8 month span than all my years prior.
Okay.
Oh my God, he looks so uncomfortable.
No, it's really funny.
Okay, good.
So what kind of numbers are we looking at?
That's a really good question.
Just give me a ballpark.
Are we talking? Are we asking him his number?
No, his Tinder number.
Oh.
Oh, well, now he's got to do a lot of subtraction. It's too much math. It's very early.
Just, are we talking 10 gals? Are we talking,
about
20 gals?
Are we talking about going on
banging,
dates?
Or
are we talking
banging?
I think we're
over
talking
a baker's
sex
dozen.
A baker's dozen.
That's with the extra one added in.
See, the way he thinks, that's what I love. He's so baker's dozen, old-timey waves. That's great. I love it.
Okay. So
great. Everyone calm down.
Somewhere around
relax.
There.
Relax.
More than the fingers. More than the fingers on your hands.
I mean, if we're talking a six to eight month span, that's like only two different people a month. Is that really that high of a number?
I mean, look, we're not here to judge. I have no opinion on that. You bang who you want to bang. Get it on.
But I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, and that's taking it to the bang.
Sure.
But there were like a lot of...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I went on plenty of dates as well, which if we were to count that, I have no idea where that number
is.
So
it's a crazy number.
Is Tinder mostly for banging? Or
no.
Are people like meeting their mates, their intended?
It's kind of whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
So... This is, again, it comes back to how it's a lot more similar to what you find in person. If you were to go out to a bar at night, you can kind of tell who's there because they're looking for a physical connection or a personal connection, or maybe they just want to chat and meet friends. It's the same thing. And when you discover how it is that you interact with these different people,
mm-hmm.
you can utilize it to your own best interests. If you want to just hook up, you figure out how to do that.
And
well,
how do you do that?
Jinx.
Well... there's a couple of different ways. Obviously, the easiest is to not look like you're trying to just hook up.
Okay,
that would be the first thing.
So you do have the cat pictures, which I kind of feel is a little unfair.
Well, I only have one. So I only have one photo with my cats.
And are you in the pic?
Yeah.
I know. And so you think that's fair, knowing that you're just looking to hook up, that you can put a you and a cat pic together.
So that would be disingenuous to say. I was... equal opportunity dater on Tinder because
mm-hmm.
I would go out on dates with people under the guise that whatever the scenario was, I was kind of open to it at the time. Like if this was someone that just wanted to hook up, like I was, I was down for that.
Yeah. Okay.
I was interested mm-hmm. in the person at the time. Then yeah, if I actually had a really good time, I would go back out with them. I would see them again.
Okay.
So it wasn't necessarily I was just looking to hook up, but I was dating a lot. So statistically speaking, there were plenty of opportunities for both.
Yeah.
Can I ask, mm-hmm. if you go on a date and you bang the girl, are you then like, do you lose a little respect? Are you like, this could still be my girlfriend?
Mm. Real talk.
You know, so
that would be
unfair to say because that would then imply that a girl isn't allowed to hook up on the first date, but a guy can.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean,
that's
but we're not asking
so
you that.
Not,
that. We're asking what you genuinely,
yeah.
genuinely.
In your heart of hearts.
Heart
are you
hearts.
Looking at this person and being like, that
no,
was too easy?
Although what I would say is the large majority of the times I've hooked up with someone initially,
mm-hmm.
It was, you could tell based on like the communication we were having that it was more just about like a physical connection. It wasn't just looking to hit it and quit it.
Got it. So you knew going in.
Right. You typically do. Because a lot of the time that this would happen is it's a lot, on Tinder, it's a lot less about trying to find someone you want to sleep with than it is if you want to hook up with a girl, finding a girl who's trying to find a dude there you feel comfortable just sleeping
with. Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
let's unpack
get that again. And
okay.
Also, do you mind if we see your
yeah,
we
yeah.
profile?
Oh, sure. Thank Emily.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well.
Okay. So you're saying your objective as you open up the app is not to find someone to sleep with. You don't open up and go, I'm going to find someone to sleep with.
Right.
You open it up and you look for someone who would be comfortable. Go, wait,
having yeah, a,
walk us so through that again.
If you're looking to hook up, you shouldn't be out there trying to get your game on, because sure, that might work on some people.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably gonna work a lot harder than you need to.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. you shouldn't have to work that hard.
Right.
Sex is something that
I mean, look, you don't
wants.
Have to work
yeah,
that
Chris,
hard.
Yeah, Chris, that's the Come other on. Thing. It's like, you look, you're an attractive
okay.
guy. So like,
sure.
just so you know, this advice isn't gonna work for everybody.
Well, at the same time though, it's true, everyone wants a physical connection. Everyone wants to have sex, right? It's innate. It's
sure.
within us. Everyone, like, it's a part of our
I won't
biological
lie to you.
Systems.
I do.
Right. So there you go. But unfairly, women generally, there's a different stigma related to it than it is for men. It's okay for us to just be a lot more outward and forward with it. So if there's a girl and, you know, maybe they don't have time for a relationship. Maybe they're on Tinder because they like to go on dates and they want to meet someone and maybe they want to have sex, but they don't have time for a relationship. So they're just kind of there to have fun.
I feel like that's not
fine.
Anything a girl ever says. But that's okay. We'll move on.
But just because they don't say it doesn't mean that's not what their actual intentions are.
It's an interesting point of view. And mm-hmm. and I don't know, maybe it is an age thing. You know, maybe there's girls in their early, because you have like early 20s to like 27,
right.
26.
Ooh, yeah. So. Do you like check the markers on like how, the age range
you
you're looking for?
You can set your demo.
What's
so,
your demo?
Chris, tell me your
mine's
demo.
Mine's like 22 to 27.
Oof. Okay, 22
it's
to 27.
It's a tight little demo.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, tight
yeah.
is right.
Yep. No pun intended.
Okay.
So you have a tight demo. And within that, that may be a group of girls, tight group of little girls, who do just maybe want to like meet someone and have like a fun night.
Right.
Okay. That's fair.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So are you setting these expectations from the jump? Set your
no more than they are. You know, it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-way. It's not like I have to show up, put in effort, set an expectation, and they're coming along for the ride. It's a two-way street. It's a communication that happens.
Okay.
And so you can tell when that's what someone's looking for, because when
they're
are
like,
more,
how big is your dick?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
They typically they don't, you don't talk about anything physically. I rarely ever would I ever just, like when I'm messaging them, tell them how beautiful or pretty they are. I almost never, ever say that.
Okay.
It's dumb. There's no substance there. It's boring. Anyone can do that.
Okay.
So you talk about something else.
All ears.
So a lot of the times what people are looking for more with women, because they have to feel this way, because it just, the way our culture tends to work, it seems like you're looking more for a permission to say, okay, this is someone like, we had fun, we had a connection, but again, I'm kind of just looking for a physical hookup here.
Mm-hmm.
But since he hasn't just been like throwing himself at me and calling me sexy and calling me baby and being all handsy, like I feel okay now hooking up with this guy because he's not being a jackass.
Got it.
And it's not just ingenuous what I was doing, because
right.
I actually had a good time with these people. And if we didn't end up hooking up, sure, that's fine, whatever. But a lot of the times, you just kind of need to make that opening, and the girls will go for it. You don't have to make the move.
Right.
You just have to give them the opportunity to feel okay to make the move.
All right. We need to take a quick break. But okay. when we come back, what I want to get into
mm-hmm.
is the money of who's paying on these dates, where
okay.
you're going.
Sure.
Yeah.
When we come back.
OMFG!
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of OMFG. You know what? Why not check out another great show on the Wolfpod Network? If you're still feeling a little behind the times, I recommend Get Up On This from Jensen Karp. Jensen Karp and co-host Matthew Robinson sit with a different guest each week to offer up the best new cool stuff. They introduce you to the hottest new musicians, TV shows, apps, and many more things, knowing that you just don't have time to sift through that stuff. A brand new episode with Blink-182's Mark Hoppus is available for download today at www.wolfpop.com. That's www.wolfpop.com.
OMFG!
We're back with Christian Humes.
Okay, so we have here Christian's Tinder profile. It's exciting.
Such a good foot forward.
It's like an annoyingly great picture.
Oh, I'm in the airport. It's like I'm jaunting here and there. I'm wearing headphones because I'm artsy.
He has such an approachable look on his face. It's sort of like a puppy dog, like, approachability that's, totally. Like, annoying me right now because you pick the fucking right picture.
Yes. And it's also like, yeah, he's making an adorable face, almost like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he's in bed and he's sick and he's like, that's the face he's making. And he's like being a little goofy, but on top of it, he's just a hot dude. So right. It's like a hot dude making
it's
a goofy face.
It's the right fucking picture.
I'm like fangirling out over you, by the way.
So let's continue.
Okay.
Let's move forward from
about
the profile
Christian.
Bit.
Cat enthusiast, games, photography, hiking, the zoo, mm-hmm. adorable, movies, science, podcasts, hey. And all matter of nerdy shit. Okay. Very adorable. Let's see some photos.
Okay.
Okay. Second photo is him and his cat. Really sweet.
Cat in the foreground, Christian sort of in the back.
We're on a hike.
We're
on
a hike.
Picture number three.
We're on
we
top
get to
of
see
Los
those deltoids that he's got pumping. Okay. That's a hot muscle pic. Oh, my God. Okay. Fourth photo.
Come on.
We're also on a hike with one of those weird backpacks that hold water. And, like, the like, quintessential perfect nerdy glasses.
There's no way not to swipe right. You have created a situation that is impossible not to swipe right.
I mean.
Chris, I'm annoyed with you.
It's, ugh. Okay. Okay. I just,
Emily, are you okay?
Every photo is perfect.
Okay.
Thank you
demo
for
a little older.
Thank you for being. Look, you'd be doing just fine. Okay, so here's the profile. Now, how do we make it work?
Okay, so right now we're looking on the bottom. It says friends 377. What does that mean?
That tells you your Facebook friends.
Okay, and then interests. Emily just tapped something. We're in his settings. Let's get out. I don't think we're in settings. Get out of settings.
I don't,
we just swipe down.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm going to go. Oh, that's just
no,
that.
But we're,
wait a minute. Where are the ladies?
How do we get to
how
the women?
How do we get to the ladies?
How do we get? As much as we just want to keep drooling over your profile.
Oh. How did you get there?
Okay, this
done.
Is this
wow.
is scary.
We just got into some bodacious babes. Chloe, 29. How is she 29 and on here for you?
Okay. Mr. Lying about your age
I don't
profile.
Know. I may have. I've messed with it before, so every now and then I forget to fix
you forget
the demo.
Yourself.
Yeah.
And you go crazy with a 29-year-old.
I mean, these girls are all boobs. We don't know which one is Chloe.
Yeah. So a photo like that, I would swipe left. That's
because
just too
you're
much
like,
work.
You would?
That's too much work.
Oh.
Yeah, way too much work. I would
because you got to deep dive and figure everything out.
I wouldn't be able to talk to that person. For
too
more
high
than,
maintenance.
Yeah.
That would drive me crazy.
See, those are two hot chicks, though, but too much.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
I've got to be able to hold a conversation with someone if I'm going to sleep with them.
Mm-hmm. There's nice. Definitely some fake boobs happening here.
Yeah.
That's my.
I mean, but this is like they're
it's a cautionary tale.
Model right. in Los Angeles, and you know,
right.
this, okay. Let's swipe left, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
We don't want to
swipe
you wrong. Okay, swipe left. Swipe.
That's
left.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, she's sweet.
Lauren. He's not going to go for it.
No.
But right?
She's too.
Not. She's almost.
She's like marry me. She's like marry me. Right
almost
now.
Pretty enough, but she's not pretty enough, right, Chris?
I mean, I didn't
that's
say
hard to
that.
Say. You need to see more photos.
Okay,
but.
And we do that by tapping on it.
Yeah, you can tap on it.
She's not pretty enough. That's the truth of the matter. That's cute. She's not pretty enough. That's not a. That's what's up.
That's her.
She's not. Look at his face.
He's not
interested.
Into her. He's okay. not into her. Okay.
Done. Up
yep.
top.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then
and
you're gonna go left.
Gotta go left.
Yeah. Oh no. See, this is like this is troubling.
Yeah.
It's like what's wrong with Los Angeles is what we're
right.
looking at right now.
Yeah.
Our third lady that we bumped into is on the Oscar red carpet looking annoying.
Yeah, if they work in the entertainment industry, I say no. I have enough friends in the entertainment industry. I work in the entertainment industry. The last thing I want to do is talk to someone about the entertainment industry.
Okay, let's just take this as an example. You swipe right, you guys connect.
Uh-huh.
And you start chatting, you're going to take this person on a first date.
Okay.
Describe us.
Okay.
Where
depends
are we?
On the person. So when I first started using Tinder, it was just a way to meet people. I was in like a really long-term relationship, and then I decided, okay, I'm going to jump on Tinder, start dating. And it was a lot of fun. So it was a good way to go out because there's so much to do in the city and just do a lot of the stuff I had never done before. So, you know, go to different museums. I would go on the art walk. So I generally would go and see what's going on that weekend. You can go on websites like the LAist.
Okay.
You can find a comedy show. That's what I would kind of do.
Okay. It sounds like these things are all, you know, under 30 bucks.
Yeah. I never do dinner in a movie. That's the worst, dumbest, most boring idea. Also, another really easy way to secure a date, because when you're talking to a girl on Tinder and you ask them to go out, and if you, A, suggest something and saying, do you want to just go out, then they're already kind of excited because you're not like, oh, hey, do you want to go out sometime? And then if you don't just ask them to get drinks or just ask them to go to dinner and a movie, they're usually pretty excited because that's what every other idiot says.
Right.
So you're like, hey, do you want to go on Friday night to this improv show at 7 p.m.? Like,
right.
You're like, that's the, you go with the full plan.
Yeah. Like, you know, next Thursday is the art walk. Do you want to go to the art walk downtown?
Oh, yeah, I do. Thanks for asking. Okay, so you show up at the art walk. And if there's a ticket to be bought,
uh-huh.
Who's buying this?
Depends. Sometimes
you set the date, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
Sometimes, not always.
Okay, but
the girls will message you a lot. Girls will message first a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
But in something like the artwork, where you have set it out, are you paying?
Sometimes.
Ooh. Oh, that was such a pregnant pause.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes.
It really depends on the person.
If you're into her, are you paying?
Yeah.
If you're not into her, you're not paying.
I'll split it.
So you say we're splitting this?
I don't have to. So almost every girl, at least amongst my generation, they don't always like to be spoiled. There's plenty of times.
You can't be saying something truthful.
Plenty of times where I will offer to pay and they're like, no, we'll split it.
That's not about not wanting to be spoiled. It's something else. Emily, like to show...
They want to have agency maybe over what they're doing.
What we're really saying, right, is that if you pay, then they feel like they owe you something. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
You're saying that they just want to be like, this is even goddamn Steven.
Exactly.
And we are doing this. We're coming as two equals.
Right, because they wanted to be there as well. So they don't want to feel like... Oh, I asked you out. You're here because I asked you to be here. I'm paying for this. Like, you're not my prize.
But
you're
don't you feel
paying for.
Like they'd be secretly thrilled that you are
insisting.
Taking them on a proper splitsies date?
And you did say, we can call back, mm-hmm. that if you really like the girl, you're definitely going to pay.
I'm at least going to try to. Yeah.
Okay.
But if they're, So
I've gone on a couple of dates with this one girl recently, and she's pretty adamant about not letting me pay for everything. Like, when we went out the other night, I bought tickets, we went to a comedy show, we saw this really funny show over at Genghis Cohen, and then I had already bought the tickets, so when we went to get drinks, she bought the first round of drinks. She was like, no, you already bought the tickets.
Yeah,
that's fine, that's fair.
Right.
But you're into her, so you paid for the tickets up front.
Right.
Are you weird about paying for stuff? Do you care?
No.
Do you ever get into an awkward thing where you're like, I really don't want to pay for this?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, I've been in the opposite situation where I've had girls that like really want to pay for stuff. I saw this one girl who like she was a bit of a sugar mama. I saw her about a month and she loved to just take me places that were really expensive. I definitely couldn't afford to go, but she had a lot of money to throw around and she liked really expensive food. So she just wanted to go out all the time. And eventually, you're just going to be like, okay, if you really want to take me here, I'll just let you take me out. That's great.
Was she attractive?
Yeah, she was cute. I just got bored.
Oh.
Were you guys doing it?
Yeah, but it was, I got bored.
A little P to the V?
It was bored. It was mediocre.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, and do you feel like she was like, you're my arm candy kind of deal?
Oh, no. I don't know. She was new to the area.
Yeah.
So maybe that was part of it.
Okay.
But there just wasn't a whole lot to
Emily
talk
can't
to this person
stop
about.
Swiping, by the way. She's been swiping.
Huh?
So if you hit the on the top right, you
uh-huh.
can see the people that I've already matched with.
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, they are really really sending messages.
Hey, sexy.
I haven't actually looked at it in
few
days.
Oh, this is fun. Okay. So there was a hey sexy. What else do we have here?
How often are you told you look like Tom Hardy?
All right. These girls need to step up their game a little bit here.
That was nothing.
They do need to step up their game. Let's see what else. Oh, Emily, you're on there. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to be the girl. You be Christian.
Okay, we got a nice one here. A nice little conversation going.
Hi.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. And you?
Having a great day so far. Learned anything new yet today?
You like cats. And then there's like the kissy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, you like cats kissy emoji?
I know. That's forward. That's like here are my boobs.
Right. Like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Haha, yes. I'm a crazy cat lady in a 27-year-old dude's body. That's cute.
I do too.
Awesome. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a Siamese cat that I rescued when he was 3 weeks old.
Bragger. Wow, that's great. Both of mine are rescues. Their mom was rescued pregnant and had 8 of them. I took the first one out and the run of 6 weeks. Felt too bad separating them without taking 2.
And that was it. She never wrote you back. So you really blew it with that.
So this girl was weird because that actually took place over a couple of days. When she first matched with me, she went on my Instagram because I have my Instagram listed on my profile.
Oh.
And she liked
800 of your photos.
Like photos that went back like 2 years.
Oh, no.
It was real weird.
A deep
I was
dive.
Just trying to figure this person out. It was bizarre. And then I looked at her profile and her profile was really strange.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had a really weird online dating situation.
Okay.
So I just want to throw it at you.
This is a cautionary tale.
This is a cautionary tale. This will make people never want to online date. So I'll just give you the scenario, and then I want you to just share with us if you've ever had what the craziest thing you've
Great.
Had go down. So I, you know, was just like sleeping, like getting ready to go to bed. And it's the easiest thing in the world to just like look at your phone and mm-hmm. just be looking, right? I mean, that's what you do really, even with this app. I mean, it's just so goddamn easy and accessible to just be like seeing what's out there. So I see this guy, super cute. He's like from Brooklyn. It was when I was in New York. He had a goatee, pictures with a cat, pictures, having a coffee, you know. Simple. I'm going to probably blush during this, just so everybody knows. So I say hi. He says hi back. And then he was like, you know, it was a nice little conversation talking about bike riding in Brooklyn, which sounded great. An activity, like you suggest, you know. So then Chris
I would go on that date.
Yeah,
I would
like,
go on a
like
lovely
fun.
Bike sure. riding date.
Then he followed up with the bike ride with a question like, will you wear really short shorts that are tight? And like, I don't wear shorts, A. B, I didn't. I was like, I don't wear shorts. That was my brilliant
sure.
response. And then he was
truthful.
Like, just a truthful response. He was like, are you open? And I was like, well, I guess that I would just depend on what you mean by that, you know? And he was like, can we talk? What's your number? Okay, so now at this point, I should have aborted
yeah.
mission. So that shit is on me.
But you're on your perfect date bike riding in Brooklyn
I
in your mind.
It. And
in
he
your
was
mind.
So cute.
So you're like, all right,
here's
my phone.
My number. So he calls me immediately. And he was like, you know, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit and find out if what you mean like about like, you know, are you open? I just want to kind of get a sense of things. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I just don't know what do you
mm-hmm.
mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
So
open
goes,
for business? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, am I an open person? Like I'm an all inclusive. Like
I'll tell you my deep dark secrets. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, well, you know, what is a fantasy of mine is if we were together and we were, you know, in love and I got you pregnant and then
that's like, okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
And while you were pregnant, I watched somebody fuck you. And I was like, oh my God. And I go, well, I gotta say that's of no interest to me.
Thank you so much for asking.
Couldn't be further from what I would find interesting. And he like turned on me and he was like, you know what? How dare you? How dare you like get started on this conversation. And he was like, and he started like yelling at me. And this whole interaction was like 20 minutes round trip. And I got off the phone and I was shaking. And then he sent me a series of texts with like mad faces and like, wagging a finger and that's it. But so that was, anything like that happen to you?
So the day I decided to delete Tinder was
dun, 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 dun.
Was probably a really good decision because so I woke up and I realized I didn't know what this girl's name was.
Oh, okay. And she's in your bed or you're in her bed?
And I was
like, didn't know the name.
So this is a kid. And I was like, I don't really like this girl or want to see her again. And it felt just so shallow at that point.
Yeah.
Like earlier on, it was a lot of fun, but it had gotten to this point where it was just like, I got nothing out of it anymore. It's like, it was just boring and basic. So it's just not, I actually had that experience that you have in the, you see a character have in the movie where they look at themselves in the mirror and they're like, what is wrong with you?
I think we've all been there. I think we've all had a moment.
That day I decided, I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to delete Tinder. I'm going to be done with this. Now, at this point, I had yet to tell this girl or talk to her or say anything like, I'm not interested in seeing you again or anything, which I typically would do, which I remember when I told you that I just would be honest and upfront with
you're
people.
You're mad honest.
You thought that was like harsh, but it's better than I think ignoring someone.
I think it's better than ghosting.
Or giving them the deep freeze, like however you want to put it, which I've had to do with some people because sometimes you'll tell them what's up and they just like out of nowhere 3 weeks later, they text you to hang out or see what's going on. It's like, all right, I think I made this clear the last time, but
apparently not.
Regardless, I decide, okay, I'm going to delete the app. And there's an interesting thing on the app where you can, like, see the last time someone logged in. So there's this, like, weird psychology to it where I know a lot of people, when they're seeing someone, they're checking to see if the person they're seeing is still logging into the app.
And can then that person see that you saw them?
Anytime you log into the app, it tells you how long it's been since the last time that person logged in.
So you could, like, get hot off a date and then just look and see that person just logged back
in. Right, but then if they log in 10 minutes later, they'll be like, this guy was already on 10 minutes ago.
Right.
So it's,
you
know, it's a two-way street. Again, there's no You gotta be willing to get your feelings hurt if you're gonna date. If you're if you're not allowing yourself to get hurt, you shouldn't be dating.
It's so true. It's so messy. It's a messy business.
Right. Exactly. If you want to have something good happen, you have to be willing to let something bad happen. You can't. Ugh,
you are just a sage, wise man.
Yeah. By the way, why are you doing this podcast called The Afternoon Delighters about the internet production and the culture surrounding it when you need to be teaching people how to date? You are a thought leader in the subject.
Yep. Especially men. I think men need to learn that it's okay to get hurt.
Right.
Maybe that's just because I've made enough mistakes dating to learn these things at this point.
Okay, so what happened?
So within minutes of deleting Tinder,
oh boy,
I start getting angry text messages from this girl.
the no name in your bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, this was like after she had left.
Okay.
So this was like not long after she had left, I was like, I'm going to go on a hike. I'm going to take the day to myself.
Beautiful.
I'm just going to reflect.
Beautiful.
And just delete Tinder and move on. And
I love the self-care you took for yourself in this moment.
I really needed to.
After he just banged a chick and doesn't know her name, he really took care of himself.
I had some friends that were like, we're concerned about you. I was going out like three days a week. Like 2-3 days a week I was going out with different people. So I delete the app, and either she was on that app that moment or she was using one of these third-party apps that auto-swipe for you and will tell you, like, if someone deletes you or when you get – there's a lot of weird third-party apps.
I don't like this.
Probably for, like, the desperate people.
Yeah. The people with not the quintessential profile pictures to work in their favor.
Yeah, and this girl, totally, if anything, she's the one that definitely had her game on me that night because I was really kind of bored with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of mediocre looking. Like, it was okay. Like, there was not a whole lot there. But
Chris,
I'm not sure how she got me into that situation, but she did. Because
Chris,
I wasn't even
I really feel so bad for you right now. I'm so sorry you had to go
through
that.
So I delete it. I'm getting these angry texts. I immediately block her because I'm just whatever. Like, who are you? I don't need to sit here and argue with you.
Right.
Like I said, I'm not interested in seeing you anymore. Sorry. That's it. Block her because she's still yelling at me. I forgot that a couple days prior, before we went out, she – a lot of people want to, like, just verify that you are who you say you are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I have had the situation only once with the amount of dates I went on where you show up and the person doesn't look like their photos.
Oh, well, of
like,
course.
They had some really – that's like, she looked like she ate the girl that was in her photo. So a lot of people now will FaceTime or Skype. This girl wanted to Snapchat me.
Okay.
So she was like, you know, just send me your Snapchat. So I forgot I had her on Snapchat. So I start getting these videos. She's screaming at me in video form on Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just getting these Snapchat videos of this girl just screaming at me. And that's when I was like, I made the right decision. I needed to just back off of Tinder for a while.
Right.
And calm down. Because it can absolutely
escalate.
Live up to that sort of dark...
In her defense.
Honor.
Like, you probably were wearing a condom. However, your semen was like still inside her.
I was definitely wearing a condom.
Wait, but girls go crazy at some point. You like didn't know her name. And at the end of the day,
I didn't
she
remember
knew that.
Her name. I had to open the app to see what her name was.
Right. But like, I think she had that moment, too, of, like, what is happening here?
Right.
I thought I shared a lovely moment with Christian.
Sure. I mean, she
whose
showed
name
up
I know.
Looking to have sex. I can tell you that right now.
Well, how so?
Okay.
The clothes she wore. Like, when, like, I finally, like, the date was ending, and she had parked near my place, and she just, like, kept hanging around. So, she, like, I could tell she wanted me to invite her inside. So, I just did I don't know why. This is why I had to get rid of it, because I guess I just don't have good self-control. I'm a little impulsive. So when I did invite her inside, she was like, finally. And I was like, all right, calm down.
Okay. Well, that's a tip of the hat.
Which typically would be a red flag, because I've been in a situation before. You know, you mentioned condoms. There was a girl, we were about to hook up, and she was like, oh, I don't like condoms. You don't have to use them. I'm on the pill. And I looked at her, I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So, and I didn't, because I could already tell that she's a little... maybe crazy, because that's kind of a risky move to take. So people are unpredictable. I didn't want to say anything rash in this moment. So I was like, no, just for my own sake, I think it's safe. We just use condoms. So, and I opened my drawer and I'm like, I'm actually out.
But you had a whole...
Which really what I'm saying is get the fuck out. Yes. Like, this is not going to happen. But I played it off like, oh, I'm out. Like, you know, maybe we just shouldn't do this tonight. Maybe we should just call it a night.
Because in reality, you had gone to Costco.
You bought yourself pack.
The yearly supply in bulk.
I've never bought them from Costco, but I do shop
BJ's,
there.
BJ's, no pun intended. Great. So you got yourself off of the Tinder, and you went back on, I'm assuming?
I did, yeah.
Where are we at now?
So I went back on, I guess I re-downloaded it a couple months ago. I had actually re-downloaded it once again in the fall. And I didn't go out with anyone. I was just swiping on it. It's really out of boredom. It's kind of fun to just sit there and swipe
on people.
The
best time swiping on your phone.
It really is, which is why I don't understand these people that just say yes to everything, because you're missing... Saying no is just fun.
Yeah.
Like, being like, no way. Like, no, not going to happen.
Yeah.
That is definitely a part of the fun. And if you say yes to everything, you're just going to have to delete a lot of stuff, too.
Right.
You just... not going to happen. So I did re-download it, and I wasn't really talking to anyone again on it until I matched up with this girl recently, and we've gone out a couple times. I like her. I actually really like this girl.
Oh, crazy.
I made the
Jesus.
Dumb mistake of telling her about this. So I told her yesterday. I was like, maybe you don't listen to this just yet.
I think that's wise.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. What's her name? No, don't give her her name. But whoever you are, I hope you're not listening.
Don't listen, yeah.
Okay, so why her?
So it's actually really interesting. There's a certain kind of things that I'm attracted to, one of which is most important is being able to hold an intelligent conversation.
Oh,
and
bless
a lot of people will call themselves nerdy. But that word has sort of been subverted, because nerdiness now is pop culture. It's not necessarily intellectual, where this girl is, like, she's really into pop culture, and we can talk about sci-fi, and we have a lot of the same interests, but she's also extremely smart.
Mm.
I really have to, like, try to keep up with her at
I
times.
I love that. Nothing
which is
sexier.
Awesome, because that typically, a lot of the times, I'm just bored. But she really has a lot to say, and she's really smart and clever, so...
What a beautiful way to end this podcast.
I feel good about you, Christian. I
really?
Feel like you've turned, you've swiped in the right direction.
You swiped right.
I'm very proud of you. Thanks so much for coming in,
Christian.
Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun. OMFG.
Emily, are you okay?
Oh, that was great. I had the best time.
You loved him so much.
I thought he was delightful. I mean,
I've not seen you like get a little giddy over any of our guests.
That's probably fair. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think I just really, I was attracted to his intelligence.
Uh-huh.
His smarts, right, you know.
Right,
I get really bored. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying what he said. He's really cute.
He is a cutie. And the profile is so freaking...
It's perfect.
Perfect.
I think that's
annoying.
Yeah. I mean, he knew what he was doing.
He knew what the hell he was doing.
He was tugging at our heartstrings. And
yeah.
That's fine.
And, you know, as our sound engineer Cody said, mm-hmm. he was really a caterpillar that turned into a butterfly and found his way. And the ending was quite lovely.
He sure remembered her name.
Yes, he remembered her name. That should be the title of his book.
The one to remember.
Well, I feel we learned a lot.
I do, too. I mean, look, I'm a little sad, to be honest.
Okay.
That I was not single when Tinder existed. I had the most fun swiping on that phone.
It's pretty great.
Like, I feel like I probably would have gone into a little bit of a K-hole with it.
Right.
I probably would have enjoyed myself a little too much had I had Tinder and I been friends.
Right.
But, you know, that's not my story. That's not my journey. I'm getting married in 1 month.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank you,
Jesus. We're back on.
We're back. The wedding is on. Holy smokes. What a morning.
Close call, guys. Close call.
Real close. So we did it.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed today. That was super fun. Where can you find us, Emily?
If you go on the Twitter, the Instagram, you want to put in at @OMFGpod.
Okay.
Which is short for podcast. And you're going to like us and follow us and tweet at us because we love responding to you.
Right.
Especially if you're all up in our God squad.
Yes. And we had some, we've had some real nice people.
We love you.
You know, tweeting our way. And it's always so much fun. Hey, shout out to Lindsay K.
What up, girl?
Who gave me gave us a heads up, that Steve Jobs was referenced on CNN Money. And said, hey, this might be the moment to put your Steve Jobs rap out. Okay, so Emily, I did. Here's the bad news, because I went to look at it from a computer that I was not logged into. I had it set to private. I sent out the link to my Steve Jobs rap, but on YouTube I set it to private so no one could see it anyway.
I mean, I think the truth is that was not your moment.
I cock-blocked myself.
A CNN Money reference to Steve Jobs is not your moment.
Okay.
Although I do love that Lindsay K is waiting for your moment, tweeting at you for your moment. But I think that was okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so
you didn't miss your big fucking cash load of life. This is all right.
Okay.
And I want to shout out Jamie Sunio. Because they say #God Squad for life. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
God Squad in effect.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode's pretty much begging for a listicle. So go to our Tumblr page at OMFG Podcast and check out 10 ways to tighten your Tinder game. And you can find Christian Humes at TweetHuman and check out his brand new podcast,
The Afternoon Delighters.
It's on iTunes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Hey, yo, I'm still not a player, but you still a hater. Elevator to the top, high. See you later, I'm gone. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French couch seats, 10,000 beats, rent out lease, with an option to buy, cop in the five of pants, and when I'm not, up in the sky.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.